spirituality means waking up. Most people, even though they don't know it, are asleep. They're born asleep, they live asleep, they marry in their sleep, they breed children in their sleep. And they die in their sleep without ever waking up. They never understand the loveliness and the beauty of this thing that we call human existence. You know, all mystics, Catholic, Christian, non-Christian, they're all unanimous, no matter what their theology, no matter what their religion. They're all unanimous on one thing. And that one thing is, all is well. All is well. Everything's in a mess. And all is well. Strange paradox. But tragically, most people never get to see that. They never get to see that all is well because they're asleep. They're in a nightmare. You know, talking about sleeping reminds me, last year on Spanish television, I saw a nice little story. There's this elderly gentleman who knocks at the door of his son, who's fast asleep. He says, "Jaime, wake up." And Jaime says, "I don't want to get up, Papa." And the old man says, "Get up, you've got to go to school." And Jaime says, "I don't want to go to school." "Why not?" says the old man. "Because first, it's so dull. Second, the kids all tease me. And third, I hate school." So the old man says, "I'm going to give you three reasons why you must go to school. First, because it is your duty. Second, because you're 45 years old. And third, because you're the headmaster." Better go to school. So, wake up! Wake up! You're grown up. You're too big to be asleep. Wake up. Stop playing with your toys. Most people tell you that they want to get out of kindergarten, but don't believe them. Don't believe them. All they want for you to do is to mend their broken toys. "Give me back my wife. Give me back my job. Give me back my money. Give me back my reputation, my success." This is what they want. They want their toys repaired. That's all. Now, even the best psychologists will tell you that. They'll tell you people don't really want to be cured. What they want is relief. A cure is painful. Waking up is unpleasant, you know. You're nice and comfortable in bed, and at least as long as you're asleep, it's irritating to be woken up. That's the reason why I told you the wise guru will not attempt to wake people up. I hope I'm going to be wise these days and make no attempt whatsoever to wake you up if you're asleep. None of my business. My business is to do my thing, to dance my dance. If you profit from it, fine. If you don't, too bad. As the Arabs say, the nature of the rain is the same, but it grows thorns in the marshes and flowers in the garden. Do you think I'm going to help anybody? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't expect to be able to be of help to anyone. And I don't expect to do damage to anyone. If you're damaged, you did it. And if you're helped, you did it. You really did. We'll come to that later when I challenge your beliefs. You think people help you. They don't. You think people support you. They don't. I had an interesting example of a woman in a therapy group. She was a sister, she was a religious, and she said to me, "You know, I don't feel supported by my superiors." Listen to this one now. And I said, "What do you mean by that?" And she said, "Well, look at my superior, the provincial superior. She never shows up at this novitiate where I am. She never shows up, never says a word of appreciation." So I said to her, "All right, let's do this. I know your provincial superior. Let's do a little role playing. I know exactly what she thinks about you. How would that be?" And she said, "Fine. All right." So I said, "You know, Mary," acting the part of the provincial superior now, I said, "You know, Mary, the reason why I don't come to that place you're in is that's the one place in the province that's trouble-free. No problems. I know you're in charge, so all is well. How do you feel now?" And Mary said, "I feel great." I said, "All right, now would you leave the room for a minute or two? This is part of the exercise." So she did. When she was away, I said to the group, "I'm still Sister Mary Jane, the provincial, okay? Mary out there is the worst novice directress we've had in the whole history of the province. In fact, I don't go to the novitiate because I can't bear to see what she's up to. Oh, it's awful. And if I tell her the truth, she's only going to make those novices suffer all the more. We're getting somebody to take her place within a year or two. We're training someone. So in the meantime, I sort of say these nice words to her and keep her going. What do you think of that?" They said, "Well, it's the only thing you can do." "All right. Come on in, Mary." So Mary comes in. "How do you feel?" She says, "I feel great." "You feel supported by your superior?" "Yeah, I feel supported." Question. Who was supporting Mary? God, she says. Poor God, why did she drag him in now? Well, that's good, that's right. All right. So poor Mary, there it was. She thought she was being supported. You think you're in love with somebody? Well, I got news for you. You're never in love with anyone. You're only in love with your prejudiced and hopeful idea of that person. Want a minute to think about that? You're never in love with anyone. You're in love with your prejudiced idea of that person, with your hopeful idea of that person. Are you really in love with the person? Well, how come you fell out of love? Your idea changed, didn't it? How could you have let me down when I trusted you so much? Did you really trust me? You never trust anyone. Come off it. That's part of the brainwashing of your society and mine. We never trust anyone. You're only trusting your judgment about that person. So what are you complaining about? You don't like to say, "My judgment was lousy." That's not very flattering to you, is it? So you prefer to say, "How could you have let me down?" So there it is. People don't really want to grow up. People don't really want to change. People don't really want to be happy. As someone has said so wisely, don't try to make them happy. You'll only get into trouble. Like the guy who gets into a bar, sits down, and he sees this fellow with a banana in his ear. A banana in his ear. And he says, "I wonder if I should tell him that." And he thought, "None of my business." And he thought, "Maybe I ought to tell him." So after he had had a drink or two, he says, "Excuse me, you got a banana in your ear." So the guy says, "What?" He says, "You got a banana in your ear." "What was that?" you got a banana in your ear. He said, talk louder, I got a banana in my ear. It's useless. Give up, give up, give up. Say your thing and get out of here. And if they profit, that's fine. And if they don't, too bad. So now the first thing I want you to understand, if you really want to wake up, is that you don't want to wake up.